And we are joined live by the co-founder of the band Blind Melon. His name is Rogers Stevens, and he recently graduated from Penn Law. How about that? Blind Melon, of course, though, back in 1993, hit the top of the charts with the song No Rain, but then tragedy would strike in 1995 with the death of lead singer Shannon Hoon, who overdosed. We'll talk more about that here in 1 minute on Round Trip. But first, Rogers, when did you kind of know that No Rain would be the one?
I definitely remember the first day that it really started to become a hit, because we'd been out on the road for a year, and we were playing shows around the country, and it sold about 100,000 records. You know, so we were doing okay without much radio play or anything. And we were in St. Louis, and we were playing that night at Mississippi Nights. It's a club there right on the river, and it was right during the time that these big floods were happening. And I remember looking out the window and seeing a line of people. It was right, you know, at noon. I looked out my hotel window and see this line of people down the block. I'm like, what's that? What's going on here? You know, the president in town or something? And they were all lined up for our show. It was right then that I knew, because they had just put it on MTV a few days before, and it really happened that fast.
We're talking to Rogers Stevens, co-founder of Blind Melon. So that dark day in 1995, the lead singer Shannon Hoon overdosed. What do you remember about that day, and what kind of man was Shannon?
Well, you know, we had driven all night from Houston in the bus, and I was up all night with Shannon on the bus. And when we got to the hotel, I would say, you know, 8 in the morning, and the sun was up. And I went up, you know, I rode the elevator up with him to our floor, and we got out, and I just told him to go to bed. You know, he was, I don't know, we were stressed out about stuff. It was a kind of a stressful time. Yeah, I mean, I got woken up, you know, mid-afternoon with the call, and it was just, I just went into shock. I mean, I'm talking for years. Completely, I just kind of disassociated myself from reality for a while. I just couldn't handle it. He definitely, you know, made an impact on my life that to the point that, I mean, I still think about him every day. I mean, I can conjure up his memory, his voice, as if he just walked out the door. I would say that he was extremely, you know, hyperactive, you know, great athlete in high school. And so he had, you know, tons of energy and sort of physicality, but he was also, he could be quite dark, you know, at times when he would, you know, I think, you know, he could go into a certain state of mind that would be, you know, much darker. But in general, he was the most popular guy in the room, without question.